he's gonna have another girlfriend like that, right? And so that is kind of what Soul Circle demonstrates as well. It demonstrates that abundance qualities. So you're only gonna attract the highest quality women around you. So you're just gonna find you're dating the most beautiful women. Like, and I was like, hey, actually, girls, like, do you know that new club that's opening, 44? I'm actually gonna be promoting there, so you guys should get my Instagram. And dude, they stomped and turned back here to get my Instagram. Right, so I kind of realized that a lot of this like superficial shit actually really works. Like, the biggest reason you should be a club promoter is the association status. Long story short, I like 4 girls sucking my dick. And I'm just thinking, dude, this is like the life of a king.
What's up, guys? Back at again with another Austin Summers podcast, the mind-expanding podcast to get you the girls that you want. And today, I'm joined with nightlife host, pickup coach, and fucking Bollywood extraordinaire, Justin Mark.
How are you guys? What's up, dude? Hope all's well.
So I actually met Justin 11 years ago, and we met at a pickup conference. And since then, he has just, you know, exploded. He's gotten like, you know, rich, famous, successful, had crazy experiences with women. And honestly, I feel like just back in the day, we were talking about this, like, you don't really know. We were all kind of like on the same level, it seems like. And it's just crazy to see the trajectory that some of us have taken.
Yeah, I was actually showing, you know, we have a mutual friend, Thomas. I was actually on Instagram and I was on his profile messaging him, telling him to come meet up with us before you fly out. And my girlfriend was like, oh, who is that? And I was telling her like the lore of like all our friends back in the day. We all had this personal development community. We're all going out, practicing soul skills, meeting people, practicing entrepreneurship. And pretty much everyone became successful. Everyone who stuck at it and had that vision of where they want to be. Everyone became a millionaire or became world-class at dating, became successful in some way, shape, or form. A lot of guys I know that we met back in the day through the community became successful YouTubers or influencers or content creators. A lot of them became successful entrepreneurs or internet marketers, right? And a lot of guys just got really good women, you know? So it's kind of insane to see the results you can get when you stick at a personal development path long-term.
Mm-hmm. And just as I had like this journey in pickup, he also did a journey in pickup, but at the same time, like a parallel journey with promoting in Social Circle. So that's kind of what I want to pick his brain about and kind of, you know, introduce to you guys. So what exactly is Social Circle game and how does it differ from pickup?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of guys I find would want to practice day game and they would meet girls from day game or cold approach. And it never occurred to them that after you've met that woman, she's now part of your life. And every woman you meet, you don't necessarily need to sleep with her or date her, right? You can become friends with her. She could date one of your buddies. Like a lot of time when I'm out meeting women, I'm like sourcing women for my friends, not just for me. I'll be thinking, oh, my buddy Charles would love you or my buddy Aiden would love this chick. So, you know, if she's not my type, but she's still a cool girl and I get along with her and she's the one I can be friends with, you know, I don't necessarily need to sleep with her. But I could actually just bring her to my friend's circle. So that's why I started doing parties. I grew up really shy with really bad social anxiety. I was super nervous. I couldn't even talk to a girl, right? And I grew up with no friends. So for me, learning pickup and this whole journey wasn't just about getting good with women. I just wanted to have friends and wanted to have female friends as well. And so it was really interesting when I started to become a club promoter in 2014. I'll tell you the story of how it happened. I would just hang out at this one club. It was an 18 plus club. And I would actually be the first person there, super eager. I was making friends with all the staff. I was trying to help them set up their venue, right? I was trying to help the club like kind of set up and all that fun stuff. And it got to a point where this club, they just really liked me and they would just let me in for free, right? So it was a really interesting thing where I would just show up every week consistently on time. And all the girls I'd met the week before during day game, during random other parties or from the last party that we had, I would just keep inviting them. And it got to a point where every time I show up to this club, everyone that I was with would get in for free. So at first it was like me getting in for free, everyone else has to pay cover. Then it was I get in for free and everyone I'm with gets in for free. Then eventually after months of being consistent, it got to a point where if random girls would show up and say my name, the girls would get in for free, the guys would get in for free. And then the club management kind of just approached me saying, hey, you have to come work with us. Otherwise, we're going to stop hooking you up. We're going to stop letting you and your friends in our venue. So I was kind of forced into being a club promoter. And I didn't want to do it at first. I was very opposed to the idea because I thought working at the club meant I'd be in like an office doing some sort of 9-to-5 thing, right? When it turns out, I was just getting paid to do what I was exactly doing already, which is bringing people to the club. So when I started out, I was like 18 years old, selling tickets on the street for $10 and I would keep 50% of the profit. So if I sell $100 tickets, 10 tickets, I'd make $50. The club makes $50, right? And it was crazy. It was a really well-marketed event. Everyone wanted to be there. My first weekend as officially as a club promoter making money, I made $2,000, which was crazy because that was a lot of money at 18 years old, and that was more money that I was making at a summer job, right? Now, it's really interesting how things work now because I mean, you've been out with me. You saw what it's like. This weekend, we brought out around 300 women, right? The girls don't have to pay. Everything's taken care of. Everything's free. The girls get in for free, and we actually get paid per girl we bring regardless, and we get paid like a hosting fee. So being a club promoter is actually a very lucrative career. You can actually make a six-figure income from it, and it's a lot of fun. Like, you're literally getting paid to riz chicks.
Yeah, so he's training another guy right now, Charles Lamar, and this guy is 21 years old, making money, bringing girls out. He had his first threesome in the bathroom like two nights ago.
It was funny, like, dude.
If I was a guy that wanted to like improve my results with women and I didn't really have a job or a career path that I really cared about that much, I would probably do this because you learn social skills, which is really important to learn early in your 20s. You get to network with really successful guys, really hot girls, and make money while doing it. It seems almost like a scam.
Yeah, dude, it's almost like too good to be true. I was just seeing Charles in the booth the other day on Saturday night, and I have videos of him. He just looks like he's like a kid in Candyland, bro. He's just like so fucking happy. All these beautiful women around him. He's just picking and choosing which girl he wants. And on top of that, I mean, he brought a bunch of chicks. So he got a fat, that was like the fat payout that, you know, he wanted to make. Like he wanted to boost his income. So he kind of reached out to me and he was like, man, I really want to be a promoter. And he's been working for free for like the last 6 months. So it got to a point where he's doing such a good job. I was like, I have no other option but to start paying you. Right. So, you know, it's a pretty cool thing, dude. Yeah. Being a promoter, bro, you're literally getting paid to like just be around beautiful women all the time. I mean, you saw last night, like we're just chilling here playing video games, hanging out at the end of the night. And like a porn star shows up to my house.
Twerking naked.
Yeah. Well, dude, these girls weren't supposed to come over. They just showed up. Right. And I don't know if I told you how the night ended, dude, but my girlfriend told the porn star, my friend Macy.
Oh, this is kind of funny, too.
Enough, I actually met Macy with you 3 years ago when you were in Toronto.
Yeah, we met this porn star chick together
3 years ago.
And then we did a podcast with them. So Our next podcast is this one.
Yeah, it's funny. So I started hooking up with Macy like was last year. So I had known her for a couple of years. We never hooked up. We had hooked up a few times. You know, I had a couple of threesomes with her and stuff. She's just a close friend of mine, you know? But it's funny because like me and her almost like I almost see her as like a sister and she almost sees her as like a brother. But she wanted to fuck my girl. My girl wanted to fuck her. And they just convinced all the other girls to join. So it's pretty wild, bro. Because I mean, I don't know if you walked out. You kind of saw a little bit what was going on. But like long story short, I had like four girls sucking my dick. And I'm just thinking, dude, this is like the life of a king. Like if you like logically think about it, dude, I don't think like celebrities can get access to quality and quantity of women that a club promoter can get. Like if you're a high level club promoter, like on Friday night, we had over 150 girls checked in the club. That's not including girls that came late because guest list should close at 2:30 and the club is up till 4 or 5 in the morning. So like, I mean, bro, we're just bringing out so many fucking chicks, 200 girls a night, like some nights it's like 300 girls, right? So on a good weekend, I mean, we'll bring out 340 girls and it's like, you're just in so much abundance, right? All you pretty much have to do is not screw it up, not mess it up. And you're going to take
I'll also say like being a club promoter, like there, you are at the highest status position in that environment. Like pretty much everyone's gathered around you and you're kind of like the source of fun because you're giving out like the promoter shots, just like putting alcohol in girls' mouths to like, which is funny enough. He told me that that's in an effort to actually conserve the alcohol and not get the girls drunk because they just put like a little bit, a drop on their tongue.
Well, the issue is we actually have limited liquor. And if you want more alcohol, then we have to sell bottles, which is like just so much more extra work. And we have to bring like spenders, which are guys that, you know, come out and spend money. But now they're just going to hit on all my girls, which I don't want. I don't need their money. I don't need them to buy liquor. I just want to be around the hot chicks. Right. So, yeah, it's a whole system. And I put this whole thing into this course that you mentioned. I guess you can link in the description. I'm not really even pushing it too heavy. I haven't even advertised it, really. I think we got like 10 sales. We made it like a solid $200 off this course. I don't really care. But I just wanted to create a resource. So for anyone that wants to learn how to be a club promoter, because there's no one out there teaching anything about being a club promoter or anything related to social game like this besides Michael Surtain. But he teaches more like container events and stuff like that. I love nightclubs. I've always loved night game. I was voted number one for night game by Game Global. So Game Global is like this, I don't know how to describe it. It's just a youth channel and a website. It's a pickup organization, right? And apparently I was voted number one for night game. I didn't even think about that, right? But yeah, dude, I do more night game than anyone I really know. Like I'm out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, formally hosting parties. Then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll usually like just go out and pop into bars and clubs and say hi to people I know and pull chicks and do cold approach and that kind of stuff. So Yeah, and that's the best part about doing cold approach with being a club promoter. That's a crazy edge I had against other club promoters, right? Because you mentioned a lot of club promoters look really depressed. A lot of them are on drugs.
Yeah, dude, like you go out, it's like Justin and Charles, like smiling, having fun, dancing, giving out shots like this. And then you look at other tables with club promoters, they literally are all just like this. They're like it literally looks like they're grieving. Like, yeah. It's so bizarre. I mean, they don't want to be there,
like, dude. A lot of these guys, they're just doing it for a paycheck. Like, they're just doing it for the money.
And then they're, like, almost forced to stay there until 2 a.m., right?
Of course. Yeah, no, you are forced to stay there until 2 a.m., right? So if you want to leave or take a bad bitch home, you have to stay. It's a paycheck. It's a job for them.
So I definitely recommend, if you're going to learn this, learn it from Justin, because he has, like, the knowledge of pickup and self-development that he can add to this. You don't want to just be another club promoter that's, like, fucking suicidal and, like, addicted to drugs.
Dude,
and,
there's
like,
literally no one else lame. To learn it from. I don't know any other club promoters teaching you systems how to be an effective club promoter, right? And a big thing is I don't drink. Like, I haven't drank in 7 years, right? So the last time I drank was 2018. So it's a really big thing, because it's not sustainable to be out every night drinking every night, right? If you're out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you're hosting tables and doing these parties, putting on this experience for others, you need to be calm and collected and in control. So, you know, drinking is a huge fucking issue a lot of guys have and a lot of promoters have, which burns them out pretty quickly. I know, it's not drinking. And then also, yeah, being a source of fun. Like, you'll even notice, like, do you notice the positioning where I stand? Like, I'll stand on the highest part of the table. Like, I'm not just standing on the floor. I always put myself in a position where I'm standing over the girls. I kind of put myself in, like, a leadership position. Then I'm, like, dancing. I'm smiling. It kind of attracts all the women towards me, right? So even random girls that aren't part of our table, they see we're the fun table. We're, like, the vibe. Yeah, that's where everyone's.
Yeah,
like,
even last night there was just like mention. A venue, and then last night everyone's having fun. We were going around the stripper pole. We were dancing.
Yeah, we weren't at a club. It was a bar. Yeah. We're just at a random bar. Like, my friend owns a bar. We're hosting. Walked in the bar, and my buddy was like, "Hey man, good to see you. How many girls are you with? Do you want a bottle?" He just gave me a free bottle because I'm buddies with the owner, right? And we just like made our own section because all the girls that work at that club are also close friends of mine. Like, I got them the job because, again, my buddy's the owner, and they just like put me in a section. Right, we had the little stripper pole, and our girls are just dancing, have such a good time. It's like a girls' night out. The girls are having a blast. All the girls from the rest of the venue want to just be in our area, and all of a sudden, like, the energy just started gravitating towards us. Right, so that's like a really big principle with game in general. It's like you want to be the source of positive energy, you want to be the source of positive emotions, you want to be the source of fun. Right, women are attracted to that, and what do women care the most about is how they feel and how you make them feel. Right, so if you're that fun guy and you're that source of fun energy, women want to be around that. And that's a really powerful thing when it comes to doing social circle game, whether it's parties. Like, I had a birthday party here on one of my boot camps. We had over 500 people here. It was fucking insane. It was it was a $20,000 party. I had a catering company do like proper catering. We had like a pancake station, charcuterie, like proper party, right? And it's just so much fun because you're also curating the people that you have. You're not just inviting a bunch of random ass people. You're inviting like really fun, really interesting people, right? You're not just inviting like random normal people.
And so, you know? What are some of the advantages of inviting girls to an event like that or a party like that as opposed to just doing one-on-one dates?
Yeah, so one-on-one dates are cool, and I love one-on-one dates. Like, I do one-on-one dates all the time, but the problem with one-on-one dates is they're very inefficient, right? Like, if you're a busy guy and you don't have the time to do a Monday night date and a Tuesday night date and a Wednesday night date, especially if you're on your come up, you're building your career, you're focused on entrepreneurship or making money or whatever, right? Like, if you have a 9-to-5 job, how the fuck do you have time for one-on-one dates? Like, after work? It doesn't really make that much sense, right? So instead, all the girls I meet, all the leads I'm meeting throughout the week, instead of doing dates with them one-on-one, I'll just pack them in the same venue. I'll just bring them all to my house for drinks, right? Or I'll find different parties that we can bring them to. And this is actually how I got super tapped in the nightlife industry. I would just be the guy with a lot of girls because I always had different girls I'm seeing and dating. Right, I would always bring new girls in the circle.
I'm thinking also in the mind of people watching this, they're like, you're like, yeah, just bring a bunch of girls to my house. They're going to say, how the fuck do I do that?
Well, like, that's a good question.
How do I frame it? Like, how do I set up my place? Like,
you know, what's interesting? Because sometimes when I give advice, I can't even relate to the common man anymore because this is just so normal to me. Like, living in a penthouse, having hordes of women come around me. Like, to me, it's like, what do you mean? You don't have a penthouse to bring girls to? Like, what? Like,
where do you live? You're homeless?
You don't have 300 girls coming out with you every weekend? That's strange. Right. But that's literally how my brain works. So I don't even relate to the average guy anymore. Like, I just don't understand not having the issue. Cause like, I mean, I built this place with my fucking bare hands, bro. Like, the setup, the design, the style. So like, set up your place for parties. It's the easiest thing most guys can do is go get neon lights from Amazon. Go get like LED strip lights and put them around your house. Make your place look good. You don't even need to spend a lot of money on lighting. Like, I spent about $6,000-$7,000 on lighting. But then I realized the cheapest lighting was actually the best and most effective. Like, I got these LED floodlights. They're like $20, $30. You change colors on them and they make the place very colorful, right? So you can actually just, you can literally just fucking spend a little bit of money making your place look really good, right? With like star lamps and stuff like that, different like lighting. And then you have this cool place to bring girls to and just have alcohol and have music and just make it a vibe. And you just bring girls over and do like parties in your house, right? Whether you live in a house or an apartment or a condo or whatever, the biggest issue you'll have is honestly just making sure you're not piss off the neighbors and don't get kicked out. Like, I know people that got evicted. So Charles actually has a roommate who literally got evicted from his last place for throwing too many parties. And dude, he wasn't like a baller. Like, he just lived in a random ass apartment, right? But you just throw like just the parties and shit.
I also got quote unquote evicted from Miami from doing immersion. Dude, I just had like four students coming in every week. And then sometimes we go out pool once or twice a night, and then just like girls coming in and out. They thought we were running some kind of like Airbnb or something like that, or some, I don't know what they were thinking, but
it's crazy. Yeah. You got to be really careful with like residential condo buildings. It's very, very
and noise very, and have a good, huge good speaker.
Well, the biggest issue is the noise, right? Like I got ridden up for my bug zappers, right? For my bug zappers making noise, right? So you got to be really careful with this kind of stuff and, you know, try not to piss off your neighbors, build a good relationship with your neighbors and stuff like that. Because then you can bring a lot of people over and have a lot of fun and make a lot of memories.
Yeah, and I'm curious too, like, because you told me, like, over time, like, building up the social circle, it's about, like, 3 to 6 months, like, intensive work, and then it basically is...
Yeah, it runs itself.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like building a business. Like, you build a business, right? Like, it's, like, long hours, a lot of hustle, a lot of, like, you know, boots on the ground, like, effort, right?
And then it kind
of... And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, the business built... Now you can kind of just coast, but you still have to like, you know, do your bare minimum. Yeah, maintenance, exactly. So now with the social circle stuff, dude, it's on autopilot. Like, I'm bringing out hundreds of chicks each weekend on autopilot. I post one Instagram story. My girlfriend built an Instagram account now with like a bunch of like hundreds of chicks. She'll post an Instagram story. Like my one, like between my girlfriend, me, and my promoter Charles, we're bringing out like 300 girls a weekend, right? It's pretty insane. But I also have a very large promoter team, right? So, you know, it was a lot of effort to get it off the ground. I mean, dude, like during freaking 2021, when I moved back here, I got canceled. I had to start an Instagram page from scratch, right? Dude, I was just on the street cold approaching. Like, I didn't know anything else to do. I was like, how do we get started? You know, I was like Tinder boosting. I was on the streets in cold approach again. You know, I was actually, you know, it's funny. So that club we were at 44 on Saturday, I'm like their main promoter now, right? But it's funny because the club wasn't even open yet. It wasn't like a public venue yet. And I was telling girls I was going to be a club promoter there. You should get my Instagram. I was just cold approaching chicks on the street. I remember having this like epiphany. This is in 2021. So I approach these chicks and they're kind of blowing me off. They're kind of just like walking away. And I was like, hey, actually, girls, like, do you know that new club that's opening, 44? I'm actually going to be promoting there. So you guys should get my Instagram. And dude, they stopped and turned back to get my Instagram, right? So I kind of realized that a lot of this like superficial shit actually really works. Like, the biggest reason you should be a club promoter is the association status you get from doing so. Because just by being associated with these high-end venues, you get a position of authority and status, right? So like, imagine this. Imagine you're some loser, you have a bad game, you know, you are like, you just shit at everything. You have no social skills, you no women, but you're like the manager of, you know, the super high-end venue, like One Oak in New York, or you know, just or like the Tao, like Tao in like one, like the Tao, one of the Tao group clubs or something like that, somewhere in the States, right? You would have status instantly. Imagine you're like the general manager of Live in Miami, right? Or like a Club Space in Miami. Like, you have status, right? You might be a shit person. You might have bad game. You might have no social skills, but you're gonna have girls wanting to fuck you just because you're in a position of authority, right? And so now imagine being in that position. Now you have cold approach skills. You understand social media and personal branding.
You have a sick apartment.
Yeah, exactly. You have a sick crib down the street from the club, right? You have all these things in your favor, and you have a bunch of money, and you have all these like awesome things happening, and you have really good setup, good logistics. You've gone through Austin's game transformation.
Do you want to take your game from this?
What are you into?
Nothing.
To this?
I'm gonna molest you right now. There's no way you're escaping me.
Why are you so good?
While you may understand my transformation, you may not know that I've taught over 1,000 people all over the world in person to transform using the same framework. And I've distilled everything I've learned into this one course. Most courses only give you a small portion of what you need to get the results that you're looking for.
such as getting over approach anxiety or learning how to text. While they may go deep on one subject, you miss out on all the other essential aspects of learning game. And lastly, they only cover theory. No one actually provides guys with the exercises they need to transform theory into skills through practice. This problem in our industry led us to create Game Transformation, the fastest sequential process for learning game ever. What if there was just one course that gave you 100% of what you need in chronological order with lifetime support from a helpful community and an experienced mentor? Throughout this program, you'll learn every essential aspect of dating, even if you're a complete beginner. In Game Transformation, you progress through five main stages. Phase one, desensitization. We help you destroy approach anxiety so you can relax and approach anyone, anytime, anywhere. Phase two, vibe. This is where we give you the tools to charismatically express yourself and make those conversations engaging. Phase three, sexualization. This is where you flip a switch in women's brains so they view you as a sexual man and not a friend. Phase four, strategy. This is where your results start to skyrocket.
There was even one night where we pulled left, went back out, pulled again.
You're having fun sexual interactions where girls are gazing into your eyes. They're desperate to see what's next. And this is where we show you how to lead that interaction home. Phase five is naturalization. You game on autopilot and you date the women you truly adore. Not only that, but you're gonna get over 20 bonuses, including the DM Destroyer. How to unleash the floodgates and get hundreds of girls in your DMs within hours. Banned videos too spicy for YouTube. Over 50 interviews with top coaches and elite players. A secret app to automate your messaging using my optimized lines. Over 40 full-length infields and so much more. But what do other coaches think about the program? What do you think about that framework?
My story follows a very, very similar, if not identical, progression. So you've done an awesome job.
It's very similar to my personal journey.
Man, I'm definitely resonate with everything you're saying. I really feel that it's actually that's the process.
You'll also see students just like you get results with the Game Transformation Framework.
When I talked to a woman in person, I felt like my mind went completely blank. I didn't know what to say. I purchased multiple programs from pretty well-known individuals in the dating niche. I honestly believe this is the ultimate course. I'm starting to feel really confident when talking to a woman in person. I'm going on multiple dates and more quality dates as well.
All the answers are right here. Like, they're right here in this course. It's like so comprehensive.
If you're undecided, man, I would say take the fucking leap of faith. You're gonna have a lot of fun.
So if this sounds like the program you've been looking for, then click the link below and join now. Here's to your transformation.
You've gone through Austin's Game Transformation or did a boot camp, right? You've gone and mentored and trained and coached or whatever, right? Imagine what your results are going to be like. It's like game on steroids, dude. You know what's funny? Because I'm not really consciously thinking about doing these things. I'm just like tired at the end of the night. Because like I just feel like I got out of the office. Like I just got a long day of work, right? Because like my social battery's drained. Like we're just at the club with 130 women. And I'm like hosting it. And there's like dudes trying to come to the table. There's like dudes trying to fuck the chicks that are here. You know, I've got my security guys kicking them out to tell them to fuck off. You know, it's just annoying and overwhelming. And then like, the worst part is like, cause I'm like an influencer now on Instagram. I've got like 2 million followers. Like I don't see myself that way. Like I just feel like I'm a normal dude. Like I'm just trying to run cold approach on the streets and dudes are constantly coming up to me. I'm just like, dude, this is so annoying. Or like guys just come into my set cause they know me, try to ask for pictures and shit, but it just makes the girls uncomfortable cause they're like, what the fuck is happening? Right. So I just come back here. I'm just trying to play video games. Just wind down, you know, just like wait for my Uber Eats to come. And I'm telling the girls to massage me and like whatever. Cause I'm just tired. And like my neck hurts, my back hurts from being out all night, you know? And then like, one thing ends up leading to another because, like, at the end of the day, like, we always have more women around than men. That's a big, big principle of social game is always making sure you have more women there than guys there. We always make sure there's more chicks there.
Yeah. So what ratio do you recommend for promoting, like, bringing girls out? And then what ratio do you recommend for, like, parties?
So I actually try to aim for 5 girls for every 1 guy.
In every circumstance?
So let me explain why. So I'll try to aim for 5 girls for every 1 guy. I've tried 10 girls for 1 guy. And, dude, you know what's crazy? The girls get upset and leave. And then what happens is other girls see other girls leaving. They're like, oh, well, I want to leave too. So I've had parties where it's like just me, 30 dudes, and like 300 chicks. But then the girls are like, well, there's not enough dudes here. This is weird. So they want to leave. And the other girls want to leave because the other girl's leaving. Right? Women are kind of like, They kind of just like go with that vibe, right? Whatever the vibe is, they kind of follow it. They're almost like group thinkers, right? So it's interesting how that works. But if you have five girls for every one guy, right, there's a little bit of competition anxiety with women, but there's still a lot of cool dudes. And if you're inviting enough cool, high-status guys out, let's say we have like 10, 20 dudes, right, but we have, you know, 100 girls there, it's still a good ratio, right? So even at the end of the night, if like a lot of the women have left, there's still going to be like a 1-to-1 or like 2-to-1 ratio of women to men, right? So throughout the night, we have more women than men. It was great. And anyone who wanted to meet a girl, met a girl that night, right? So this is kind of how it works. But yeah, for other events, like, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to do that for like, if you, let's say you were to start like a book club and you're like the leader of a book club and it's just like five chicks for every one guy, it might be a little bit ridiculous, right? Maybe you'd want to do two girls for every one guy, right? And you also have to understand, like, you cannot necessarily predict women and their behavior, because, you know, if you invite 20 chicks out, you can expect one to show up, right? But if you invite 10 guys to a party, you can expect 20 guys to show up, right? Because every guy's gonna show up and bring his friend. If I sent 10 texts to guys right now saying, hey man, come to this party, there's gonna be a bunch of hot girls there and a bunch of liquor, you don't have to pay for anything, it's definitely taken care of. Every guy's gonna show up.
Every guy in Toronto would show up.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all gonna tell their friends about it. And now I've got like 50 dudes there and like no chicks. But if I were to invite 300 girls to that same event, I mean, maybe I'll have like 50 girls there. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe like out of the 300 girls, like one in 20 end up saying yes to that. And then they each bring like 2-3 girlfriends.
So that is like one of the biggest epiphanies I had about social circle game. Cause I started in Tampa. I have a buddy who has a yacht and he's like, yeah, bro, bring some girls to the park, to the yacht. Dude, like it is harder to get a girl to go on a yacht than almost anything I've invited a girl for in my life, bro.
It's kind of wild, actually, when you think about it. Getting girls to come to yacht parties, getting girls to come to free dinners. Like, I did a free dinner recently, like, at a club. Like, the upstairs of the club, and now it's just, like, a restaurant. We had, like, a comp dinner. I brought 20 chicks. It took me 3 days to get the 20 girls there because there's limited seating, right? Same with the boats. There's limited seating because of life jackets and whatnot. And so, you don't know if the girls are going to flake last minute. You can expect the girls who say yes, you can expect 50 to 70% of the women to last minute flake. Something came up. Oh my God, I'm hungover. Oh my God, I didn't check my phone. Right? So you always want to like over invite. So me and the guys orchestrating it, we'll always like have like a list on like iCloud notes. And we're like getting triple confirmations from the girls. Yes, I'm coming. Yes, I'm on my way. Like, and even then the girls will be late. The girls won't be on time. Some girls will flake last minute. You know, it's just kind of what happens, dude.
It's so funny because people think like, dude, if I just got a boat, my life would be taken care of. It's like, dude, it is so annoying. And like, yeah, for the boat thing, like there's like Coast Guard regulations. You can't bring like a certain amount over or you'll get like a huge fine.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Like a crime.
Yeah. And then like, you can't like wait for girls if there's everyone's on the boat and ready to go. And like, there's a girl like 30 minutes late. It's like, sorry.
You know, what I find it really funny is like, if you look at my Instagram comments in any video, right? It's just me surrounded with chicks. And all the guys will be like, oh my God, it's because he's a club promoter. Oh, it's because he's a table. Oh, it's because he's rich. He gets all these girls because he's rich. I'm like, bro, how many rich guys you know that don't pull? Right?
So many of our clients.
Yeah, go get a table at a club and try to pull chicks. Go book at a booth at the best club in your city this weekend and try to fill your table with nothing but women. You're going to have a difficulty doing that unless you know the core principles of cold approach and social circle game, right? Because you have to have an abundance of options of women to choose from to actually fill that table, right? Because it's not going to work otherwise. So it's crazy how this stuff works, man. It's easier said than done. I'm just really, really good at it. But the principles there are really powerful because, you know, you don't need to have 300 girls out with you each weekend. I actually don't think it's a sustainable way to get laid because you end up getting decision-making fatigue. I call it dick ADHD. It's a concept I came up with. I was in Cancun, Mexico in like, what was it, 2017? And I couldn't decide. Like, I remember there was like a bunch of hot chicks around. I couldn't decide which girl to go for. So I end up not getting them. And that's a big issue I find that happens when we do these like crazy events with like a lot of beautiful women. So you don't even know which girl to go for and commit to. And because I'm like the host, I'm the guy that has to actually orchestrate the entire thing.
Dude, let me go into this because I like this concept. I got this from this like German social circle game guy. I forget his name, but he's in my course. Anyway, he says you should learn pickup before you learn social circle because you need to learn how to hunt before you learn how to farm.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what it is. Last night was such a good example of this because, dude, it's like, so his girlfriend doesn't want to see, want some other guy to see her naked. Then there's like, this girl already fucked him, but she doesn't like him. It's just like all these weird dynamics going on and you have to like make the best decision for the group in that leadership role. And sometimes it's
actually annoying. Like, you saw me chewing out my bro last night. Like, I was kind of chewing him out. Dude, cause like, he just didn't get it. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're going to make all the girls like, bro, I had to stop mid blowjob.
He was trying to come in.
It wasn't even that. The girls were actually okay with it. But the problem is like my girlfriend's in there. And the other girl who's like in love with me is also in there. But the other girl is cool with it. And like, I don't even care. But like, my girlfriend's uncomfortable. So I was like, okay, just like go in the blanket. But like, he wanted to fuck those other chicks. Right. So what I did is I kicked the girls out of my room and sent them in the living room. So I actually sent the girls to the living room so that way he can still get the results he wants to have. Yeah. Right. But that way, like, my girls are uncomfortable because the girls were getting uncomfortable. Essentially, like, in these, like, crazy sexual social dynamics, you need to get consent from every single woman with every step of what's happening. Yeah. In order for, otherwise, the whole thing just falls apart. The whole thing just falls apart.
I would also, like, from my observation of everything here, it almost, you want to be, like, the top one or two spots of any hierarchy like this. Because I also felt like I was very, like, I just want to play everything really chill here. Like, there was a girl here that like Charles smashed, and I just I was winging her after Charles left so that your boy could hook up with his girl. Mm. And like, I was just like very delicate about everything because I didn't want to overstep. And like, and same thing last night is like,
no, but that's
your brother was, like, oh, cause you were like, dude, these two girls are going to sleep in your bed. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And then your brother's like, dude, so I want to smash Macy. I want to smash this girl. And I was like, okay, like, let me just let them do their thing. This isn't my house. Well, I was playing it really chill, but no, I think that's the...
totally gone for it, right? Because the thing is, like, also, we're not going to put you in that position to, like, have a hot girl wants to fuck you and not want you to do it. Like, Charles didn't give a fuck. He left that chick. I was looking at the cameras. I see her all over you. That's what I was texting you. I'm like, yo, pull. Like, smash. Like, what are you doing? And I texted Charles. I was like, hey, like, are you okay? That's the other thing, too. We all communicate very well with each other, right? So, like, if anyone's ever uncomfortable with the situation, we always ask. Like, our wings. Like, anyone on our team.
And then I have noticed that, too, is that you guys are very chill about, like, everyone just smashing everyone as long as it's not your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think a lot of guys today are lacking a lot of friendship. And this is, like, a good way to not only build friends with guys, but girls.
Absolutely.
And a lot of guys are almost, like, averse to this idea of having friends that are girls, which is kind of silly.
I mean, have you seen how many women I'm friends with? We walk into anywhere, dude. And I have girls coming up to me, like, they love me. They're my friends. Like, I see them as friends. I don't see them as chicks I'm trying to potentially bang.
Yeah.
And whatever happens. Sometimes I'll have girls that I'm just friends with and they start hitting on me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like one night we brought the girls back and it was just more of a chill night. And then we just ended up like watching Ready Player One on Netflix. That's great.
Dude,
we're all just hanging out and talking.
Austin,
and
I was really sitting there thinking like how happy it was. Cause I was thinking, man, I'm hanging out with like one of my day ones. Like I've known you since 2014. I fucking love Austin. And I'm hanging out with like two girls who are in love with me. And I fell asleep on them watching one of my favorite movies. It's like my favorite movie, Ready Player One. I'm super into the sci-fi stuff. And I'm just thinking, dude, like, what more do you need in life? You know, just beautiful women that love you, cool friends.
And I think this is what is missing in society. You know, not necessarily the orgies and everything, but just having a good group of friends to hang out with and some girls to bang, some cool guys to do fun things with and build memories.
You know, making a mistake, I'm not like running around having orgies every weekend. That's like not my life. Most of the time, like outside, because keep in mind, like, we're also on boot camp, right? Also, like, girlfriend kind of just wanted to do it. It was like her idea. You know, it's kind of her decision. And you know, we just so happened to have a porn star show up to my house. She's a close friend of mine. She crashes here sometimes. So she always hit me up when she needs a place to crash. And she told us in advance that she wanted to stay over and kind of party with us and hang out for a bit. But yeah, it's not like we're doing orgies every single weekend, you know, like once a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. But no, most of the time, dude, I'm like a normal dude. Most of the time I'm just like at home, hanging with my girlfriend, doing work, reading, playing video games, going to the gym. You know, but then because I have these skills, I can kind of turn it off and on, right? Because I have these skills, I'm going to go out Friday, Saturday night to host my party on the Friday or the Saturday, right? And yeah, I'll bring some girls back sometimes. Sometimes I'll just go straight home and just go to bed.
So there's this concept in social circle where it's like you should meet these social connectors that can bring girls for you, which I think is a cool thing to like leverage over time. But
absolutely.
Just observing you, it seems like you can literally do this on your own. You just go meet a bunch of girls, invite them out, and then like just bring them, lead them for an after party.
Well, not just that, you build a relationship with the party leaders. So the biggest thing is making high quality friendships with girls and a lot of girls, right? So if you meet a group of girls, right, there's always gonna be like a pecking order. There's gonna be like a mother hen. There's gonna be like the girl who's the party leader. Right? Remember we were staying outside the club the other day and you point at a big group of girls, you're like, which one's the leader? You're like, I think it's you, right? You're kind of just trolling them. But like, it's true. Like there is going to be a leader of the group, right? And so you figure out who like the main leader women are in that group. And then you just build a good friendship and relationship with them and you keep inviting them out. So I know girls that were like the head cheerleader and the cheer team for like University of Toronto or
people are going to be watching and they're going to be like, you build a relationship with that leader. What value proposition or what things do you just vibe with her and be like, yo, like you should come out.
The biggest thing is just building a real genuine friendship. Yeah. Just build a real genuine friendship. Not to try to get anything, not to be transactional. Mm-hmm. Do you notice a lot of the relationships you've seen that I have with these people? It's not transactional. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
Hanging out.
I'm just like a retard going out and being friends with people that I like. And that's it. There's nothing overly complicated about it. We're just making friends with people, okay? And that's what it is, right? But now you make friends with a bunch of people that are in high-status positions. If you make friends with a bunch of club owners and millionaires, I mean, your life's going to be a lot better. If you make friends with a bunch of chicks that know a bunch of other chicks, right? And she becomes like your close friend. Now she's just trying to get you with her hot friend. Like, think about this, right? You meet a hot girl. Yes, you could sleep with her the first night you meet her. Or you'd be like, you're friends, and let's be best friends. Let's party together. Let's go out. You can be my wingman. We're going to pull the girls together. After she really gets to know you and really trust you and you build a really strong friendship long term, she's throwing all her girlfriends at you. And she's a baddie. She knows hot chicks, right? So, like, I know girls like that. I know girls that are, like, running sororities. And I have such an entourage of women. I mean, I literally have over 30,000 women on Instagram. But further than that, it's probably more than that, actually. Further than that, like, I have a close friends list of a few thousand hot women in my city of Toronto that want to party and that want to go out. So whenever I do events, like, I just post one Instagram story and I'll fill a club with 100 chicks, right? It's a powerful thing. I've essentially built systems using Instagram to automate this, essentially.
Yeah, and when people want to, like, scale this up, what are some of the other cool things to add on? Because I know, like, you have Charles being your promoter now. Sure. So, like, you literally have someone bringing girls to the system.
Yeah, so it's cool because the club will pay me money to bring girls, right? Like, we get paid per girl we bring, right? So there's a dollar amount you get per girl you bring, right? So I actually don't take a cut off my promoters, right? Because I don't need to, and I don't need the money, and I'm very well off right now. So, you know, I used to actually use club promoting as a way to pay my rent when I was in college. So it was actually really good money. So Charles is the same age as I was when I started being a high-level club promoter. And he's a great dude. He's become a really good friend. He's honestly become, like, one of my really close friends in the last 6 months. And I've been kind of mentoring him. You know, I got him new clothes, and I've been trying to help him, like, you know, be more established. But I knew that it's only to my benefit because he's a young, good-looking fuckboy. He's a really good-looking dude. He's got 50,000 chicks on his Snapchat account for some reason. Like, I don't know, he's like a Snapchat influencer. And he knows a ton of beautiful women, right? So instead of me making money off the girls he brings, I'll just, hey, like, whatever the club pays me, I'll pay you out exactly that for how much women you bring, right? So I don't need to make any money off him. He's using that as an income, so I'm helping him out as a buddy, right? But because of that, now he brought 24 women to the club on Saturday night. So I get the opportunity to hang out with 24 extra women that he brought to the club on Saturday night for free, right? And Charles gets paid for that. So my buddy, it's a win-win all around. Because, I mean, we each should only have one penis. Like, I wish I had multiple penises so I could fuck more bitches, right? But, I mean, how many women can you really fuck in one night, you know? And so, like, I mean, he had his first threesome that night, but there's tons of beautiful women around, right? And he was just walking chicks off the street. Like, I saw him just walking baddies off the street in the club. He was just cold approaching chicks, walking the venue, and he's using that because he's going to make money off of it. But now I'm happy because I'm meeting these beautiful women that he walked in the venue. So it's kind of how cold approach goes in Soul Circle game, because he's cold approaching girls, getting the venue because he's getting paid for it. Then I'm meeting these girls and like, oh, holy fuck, you're really cute. Like, get my Instagram, and anytime you want to party, I'll take care of you guys, right? So it's a win-win. Because we're keeping these girls in the ecosystem. We're all getting paid for it, right? And on top of that, we're getting our dick sucked, you know? So it's a pretty fucking good life. You know, and it, like, did you see how happy Charles was? Like, you see me at the end of the night, dude. I feel like I'm a battered veteran. I'm just, like, over it. I'm jaded. I'm just like, ugh. I'm like, yep, another night. And he's just like, because it's his, like, first time experiencing this, right? Yep. It's his first time experiencing the level of abundance. He's just, like, in Disneyland. He's so happy, you know? And I'm just like, yep. Another night, another 100 chicks out with us. Like, it is what it is. Like, I don't really care at this point, you know, but it is a really cool, surreal thing. And, you know, it's definitely something I think guys should work towards, you know, developing is a create crazy soul circle and ecosystem of beautiful women that are coming out with you.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to just be promoting or nightlife.
It doesn't have to be a club, dude. It could be anything.
Yeah. Though. Adapt it to your own life.
Yeah. You can do, like, day trips to the beach. I mean, dude, I used to do all kinds of stuff like this when I was younger. Right? I don't do much like that now, but yeah, you could do, like, vacations with chicks and the girls will pay for their own stuff. Bro, those girls, Morgan and Zoe, are telling me they want to fly me out to Aruba. She's saying she's going to buy me a Rolex, right? She's saying she's going to fly us out, like, me and my bro, and, like, it's just kind of crazy when you think about it, right? It's funny how this stuff works, but yeah, you'll just notice, like, how much more cooperative the women act when they have that competition anxiety, right? Even, like, if you have a girlfriend, but yeah, you have a big social circle of beautiful women, your girlfriend knows in the back of her mind, like, any one of these women would probably want to snatch you up if you're a catch. Like, I have a good buddy of mine, right? He's a very successful guy. He drives a really nice Porsche. It's like a $200,000 car. He lives in a penthouse. His girlfriend's a legit model. Like, she's on billboards and shit. With all that being said, she knows that he's a very social, charismatic, confident alpha dude. He's a multimillionaire. He runs multiple businesses. And he's got a ton of female friends. He's a very social guy. If she were to lose her spot, he's going to have another girlfriend like that, right? And so that is kind of what Social Circle demonstrates as well. It demonstrates that abundance qualities. So you're only going to attract the highest quality women around you. So you're just going to find you're dating the most beautiful women. Like the girl I'm dating
right
now. Not only
that, but when girls have that fear of potential loss, they treat you better in the relationship as well.
Dude, the girl I'm dating now, like she's like 5'11", you know? She's like, it feels like she's like my female bodyguard, dude. If any girl like looks at me the wrong way, she'll like jump him, right? It's kind of nice to have that. But the whole point is like, she just feels like she's with the winner. When I'm out, I want to make sure I have the hottest women around me. I want to make sure I have the most women around me. And, you know, it's just become the default now. It's just become the default where I'm out and it's beautiful women around and, you know, we're winning. You know, and it's really easy just to have that abundance. You know, every time I want to go meet a chick, you know, what's easier for me to go meet a chick? Is it easier for me to jump on Tinder? Is it easier for me to go do day game? Or should I just go to the club where I'm hosting on Friday night? There's 100 girls there and take my pick, right? Which opportunity is easier, right? It's clearly, obviously, me doing these parties. And like, keep in mind, I don't drink. I'm not like a party. People think I'm a party guy. When I travel, I don't drink at all. I'm not partying. Like, I don't even go to the clubs. I was in Athens last week. Didn't go to the club. I didn't want to go to the club. Like, I tried to go to the club. I was bored, right? I'm not a party guy. People see me as a party guy. I'm not really a party guy because I don't even drink or do drugs or anything along those sorts. But it's what works really well in my city is the parties and the nightlife because that's where a lot of hot girls hang out. So I just go where hot girls hang out, right? If I was in a different city, let's say I was in
Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, let's say I was in Boulder, Colorado, and there's no nightclubs there and girls don't go clubbing or girls don't do parties, but there's a big community of girls that fucking go hiking or yoga retreats or some random bullshit. I'm going to become a yoga instructor, right? Or I'm going to become like the leading hiking expert. That's what I'm going to do because I like being around beautiful women.
And even jumping off of girls, going, let's talk about guys. Who are some of the high status guys that you've gotten access to simply because you have a lot of beautiful women around?
Yeah, I mean, dude, we had a party with Sway Lee at my house. It was pretty trippy. And it was funny because we didn't have enough girls here to make it like a viable party. And so we were running around the streets inviting chicks to the after party. And a lot of girls didn't believe that we're going to have Sway Lee at the house. Right? It was like so random. Like we're approaching random girls on the street saying, Sway Lee's coming to the party, come. Right? But a bunch of girls did come. And two girls that ended up coming ended up having a threesome with them. Right? So it's really interesting how that works. But dude, I met tons of influencers. Like all the top influencers in my city end up partying with me at some point. All the top content creators and stuff like that. Top club promoters. Dude, huge, huge wealthy individuals. Like I don't want to name some of their names because a lot of them are like very like wealthy private individuals, like very successful, very rich private individuals. But I have a buddy that I met because of this lifestyle I have. He's like an older brown guy, right? He's like he sold his company for $59 million and now he runs like a venture capitalist firm. He just cuts million-dollar checks.
This is buys, the boat buddy with, no.
No, I don't know. Someone else. And anyway, long story short, he just buys companies, right? And his whole social circle is like older, rich Indian dudes that all sold their tech companies for tens of millions of dollars or whatever. And all of their sons are huge fans of my content. So because of my content, my brand I built, the reputation I built, the women I have, right, the lifestyle I've created, I'm able to just network with really successful people, really rich guys want to be my circle, really wealthy guys want to be my best friend. It's really interesting how that works, right? So yeah, you'll meet a lot of really phenomenally successful, wealthy individuals just by having beautiful women around you. Because what's one thing every man wants is beautiful women. It doesn't matter if you're broke or poor, you know, a nobody or famous, you know, or like rich as fuck and a billionaire or a millionaire, or like you could be like a brokey, you could be rich, you could be a nobody, you could be famous, you could have clout, you could have no clout, you could have good game, you could have bad game. Every guy who's a straight male wants to be around beautiful women. Even the gay guys want to be around beautiful women too. You know what I mean? Gay guys want to be around beautiful women. Every hot girl wants to be around beautiful women. Every cool high status guy wants to be around beautiful women. Yeah, you'll meet so many interesting people just by having beautiful women around you. You know?
And if someone's like learning cold approach, at what point do you think they should add this in? Like the social circle.
It's a good question. Promoting. So I actually started learning social game about your into my game journey. So I started learning, it's funny because when I first started doing cold approach, it was just so I can learn how to meet new women and get results outside of my social circle that I was already kind of working on. So my last year of high school is when I started actually doing game. And I was going to a bunch of high school parties, dude. Like I somehow, just by a practice cold approach, made my vibe cool enough where I was just going to parties, right? That's where Drunk Justin was created. I was like known as this like retard that would get really drunk at parties and like stir chaos and shit like that. And keep in mind, like daytime, I was this like shy little fucking innocent virgin boy, right? And so I was going to all these cool parties And it got to a point where I was throwing parties. Like my first year or two game, I was throwing parties. Like my parents lived like down by like the beaches in Toronto. And I would just throw parties there, dude. And I remember I threw this big ass party. This was, I think it was like 2015. I threw a party, like over 200 people came. It was crazy. The police ended up showing up and like clearing everyone out. It was wild. And it was like a Project X type party on the beach. So I was doing it almost like right away, like my first couple of years doing game. So I built the skills, right? I was trying to build a social circle in college my first year doing game. I was, going out, trying to meet people, meet other guys I can, wing. I'll go to frat parties. So I had integrated cold approach into my social circles, and I had integrated social circles into my cold approach, right? Anytime I cold approach chick, I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to this cool party. Would you like to come? I'm going to this frat party. Would you like to come with me, right? Or, I was going to this club event. I'd invite chicks to go.
So right? I'm also curious, like, what's a good balance of like one-on-one dates versus like events? Because I found like when you invite girls to events or things like that, sometimes they feel like you may not even like them. You're just kind of using them for like,
no, for sure, and that's true.
Another girl to come.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think like if I really want this girl, maybe I should fuck her first and then bring her. Absolutely. And sometimes it's the reverse.
Yeah, so it also like just depends on the girl. Like if you can clearly tell this girl likes me and she wants to go on a date with me and I like her and I want to go on a date with her, yeah, take her on a one-on-one date first. Take her to sushi or take her to dinner. Just bring her to your house for wine and hook up, or take her fucking walk in the park and just get to know her. Build that relationship with her and then hook up with her. And then you can introduce her to, the lifestyle, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you'll friend zone girls after you fuck them as well?
Not really, dude. I don't know, man. Like I'm at a point where like I don't even like put my intent out to chicks anymore. I'm just like there, and if I'm just horny and there's a bunch of hot girls around, like I can kind of just tell what girls like me and what don't. And when you're in that much abundance, like that much volume of women, like I don't have to run around and hit on chicks. When you have 150 girls out with you per night, like statistically speaking, what's the chance of 2 or 3% of the women being attracted to you, right? It's like almost guaranteed, right? But now I'm the cool Instagram influencer guy with the table and the bottles and the access and free entry, and I'm doing all these things. Like just through my name and reputation, these girls get access to a VIP club and a $2,000 table or a $4,000 table with $1,000 of liquor, and they save $40 a club cover, and their girls are having a good time. There's bottle signs and there's vibes. Like they're just getting all this positive emotions because you exist, right? And so it's almost like I set up like business. It almost felt like I set up a business. It almost felt like I set up this like business, and it's really what it was, like building a business relationship with the management of the club and the owners and whatever, right? But now I have this access to bring these chicks, and now because I'm bringing these girls out, we have this awesome dynamic where the girls are kind of chasing my validation, my attention, right? So I don't really need to friend zone them. Like I'm not like run around friend zoning chicks, but I'm not necessarily not friends with them either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just treating every girl like I would treat anybody. I'm treating every girl like I would a dude. I'm just being friendly and respectful. I'm not necessarily hitting on them, but I'm not friend zoning them necessarily. They're just there. And, it's kind of obvious when a girl likes you. Like, there was this really cute chick, really, really cute girl. She's like 9-year-old blonde with big titties, right? She was there on Saturday. And I noticed, like, she was staring at me, but I didn't talk to her. She didn't talk to me. I was talking to her friend, right? And she came to the table, and then she just kept edging closer and closer to me. Just kind of getting closer and closer and closer and closer, right? And then she starts staring at me, and she just says, hey, can I get your Instagram? It turns out she's a female club promoter, right? She's trying to qualify herself to me. She's like, yeah, I bring out so many girls. I've been club promoting for a long time. I'm like, I know she's not been club promoting for a long time because she's 19, right? So I don't know what was going through her head, but maybe she knew who I was. Maybe she knew my reputation. Maybe she knew I'm a promoter there. Maybe she knew my Instagram. Maybe she saw the way I was dressed, the way I carry myself, and then all the girls I have around me. She's like, oh, fuck, this guy's crushing it. I want to get to know him and pick his brain. Maybe she just wants my dick, right? But later in the night, she ended up dancing on me, kind of grinding on me. There's like a sexual tension there, right? I got her Instagram. We're in the middle of making plans to meet up another time, right? So this kind of just how it is, dude. When you're like doing these things, there's a lot of girls around. Like, yeah, I mean, dude, girls are eventually just going to gravitate towards you. And it's kind of easy to close the deal when you want to.
Yeah. I also think, like, you do kind of like a minimalist style with it. It's like, you just bring in a ton of girls, and then you after party, you turn on the music, you have a couple drinks here, and then you order, like, 3 pizzas or some poutine, and that, like, that's it.
Like, I'm really not trying. That's the beauty of, I call it scaling game. That's what I call it, scaling game. The beauty of scaling game, it's, think about this, right? If you're a low-level entrepreneur, and you want to make a lot of money, then you're really trying super hard to get one fat whale client, right? Like, let's say your expenses are $5K a month. When you got to make $5K a month, you're trying to get that one client for $5K a month, right? But now let's say you're a high-level entrepreneur and you're making a few $100,000 a month on reoccurring income. It's like reoccurring on autopilot. You have systems in place. The money just rolls in your bank account. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to see it, right? The money just rolls in your bank account through Stripe, and the money just goes in. Your ads are running. The systems are running. Everything's in place, right? Now, every month you're making $150K a month guaranteed, right? And then from that money, you have like a dollar cost average Bitcoin purchase every week. And now a percentage of your income is going to Bitcoin. You just know you're good financially. You're not trying to work. You're not trying to make money. You're not trying to do anything. You're just making sure the systems run. Things run itself. The money shows up in your bank account. You're buying Bitcoin. Bitcoin's appreciating. Your net worth is increasing over time. And it's kind of the same thing with Social Circle Game. Okay. You put the systems in place. Right, you build status. Like you're in my promoter group on Instagram. You seen it, the street promo chat? Dude, there's like over 100 people in there or something like that. It's like around that. I have like a whole team. Half the fucking city is nightlife industry, directly or indirectly, is collaborating with me on events and parties, right? So I'm at a point where I pretty much have to put in almost zero effort. I just have to not fuck it up, and I'm always going to have a win around. And I pretty much just have to be like, oh, hey, like, girls, do you want to have an orgy? Like, you're the one actually initiated the orgy last night. You're the one, like, putting it in the girls' heads. And then it just kind of ended up happening. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, thanks for that, bro. I really appreciate that, But, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I can't remember when I was in Athens. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Same thing. I had, like, a foursome after the club with me and my girlfriend, two other girls. Like, it's just something that kind of happens. I don't have to plan it. I don't have to even try. It just kind of happens. Like, I kind of let the girls kind of decide if they're going to do it at this point. But yeah, it is super high-level game. I was actually hanging on Mystery, Eric Von Markovic. He was here at my penthouse last summer, and he called it, he talked about the five stages of game, right? And he said I was doing, naturally, what is called the last stage of game, like the step five of a game, or like stage five of a game, which is celebrity-level game, which is true, right? You're an influencer. You're all this crazy levels of status. You're kind of seen as like this authority figure and like celebrity, right? I kind of use Social Circle Game to make myself famous. I knew strategically what I was doing. I knew if I document my parties, I would blow up on social media and make myself kind of like an influencer. And the only reason I want to do that is because I wanted to get hotter girls and higher quality women and even more women. I want to just keep pushing boundaries and see the abundance I could get and what level I can get to, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I have it on my phone background, get to 1,000 lay count. My girlfriend's looking at it. She's like, what the fuck? Like, she's like, what are you at? I'm like, I don't know, like 600 something, And it's crazy. Like, I just wanted to just keep scaling and see what's possible and see if I can get hotter girls or see if I can get like bougier chicks. Like, dude, a few years ago, I was actually seeing a girl who's a famous Netflix actress, right? And I did that and I experimented that. And I was like, oh, I don't like these types of girls. They're kind of fucking nuts when they're kind of like baggage and shit. And it made me realize, oh, I really like Christian women with low body counts that are bisexual, right? Like, you just like find out all these different things that you like about yourself, what you like in women, what you don't like, right? By practicing, experimenting, pushing the envelope, pushing your boundaries, right? And I'm not saying anyone needs to even copy anything I do. I'm just competing with myself yesterday. I'm just trying to push my own boundaries of what I thought was possible to see if I can get to higher levels, to see if there is another level. And there's always a higher level. It doesn't matter what level you get to, there's always gonna be a higher level. So just keep trying different things and you'll be excited to see what you can do. You'll date girls you never thought you could date. You'll end up doing things you never thought you could do. But it is really powerful when you implement cold approach pickup into your soul circles or soul circle game into your cold approach. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah, I love that. There's this quote, true nobility is not in being superior to your fellow man. It's being superior to your former self. But yeah. I think that's a good note to end it on.
And if anyone wants to check me out on YouTube, all my stuff is linked somewhere on YouTube. You can just like go to like the description of any of my recent videos. You can see all the links of everything I do or whatever. But just check me out on YouTube. The best place to find me is Justin Mark on YouTube.
Yeah, and smash the like button to get more content like this. And like, who else is fucking putting out content like this? Like, no one, right? So I'm going out, I'm getting these exclusive interviews with these exclusive high status people and bringing it back to you guys.
You literally flew all the way here just to come shoot this.
Dude, I flew on an airplane to come get this interview, bro. So yeah, smash the like button.
Thanks for coming, Austin.
Subscribe.
It's good to see you, man.
Cool.